Dale, find out how many people were still inside. I'd often been to the World Trade Center, and the number that popped in my head was 10,000. This was going from catastrophe to complete and total calamity. I'll try, but you know one of them. John just called the New York office from there. John was John O'Neill, my closest friend in the Bureau, and a man determined to destroy Al-Qaeda until the Bureau had driven him out because he was too obsessed with Al-Qaeda and didn't mind breaking crockery in his drive to get Osama bin Laden. O'Neill did not fit the narrow little mold that Director Louis Free wanted for his agents. He was too aggressive, thought outside the box. O'Neill's struggle with Free was a case study in why the FBI could not do the Homeland Protection mission. So O'Neill retired from the FBI and had just become director of security for the World Trade Center complex the week before. Dale, get the word out to evacuate all the landmarks and all the federal buildings across the country. You got it, Dick. And Dick, hang in there. We need you. I walked over to the communication desk where one of the longest-serving Situation Room staff was still there. Gary Bresnahan had come to the White House as an Army sergeant during the Reagan administration. To ensure communications back to the Situation Room, Gary had accompanied National Security Advisor Bud McFarlane on the secret mission to Tehran that became the central act of the Iran-Contra fiasco. Later, Gary had videotaped Bill Clinton's deposition during the impeachment process. He was a single father of three. "You shouldn't still be here, Gare," I tried. "You want this fucking video to work, don't you?" "Okay. Well, if you're staying, can you pull up Coast Guard and Treasury?" "Coast Guard, no problem. But I'll bet the mortgage no one is home at Treasury."